Shockwave Radio.
And we're back with another episode of the Shockwave Podcast. I'm John David, and Hannah has finally rejoined us from her journey to DC.
Welcome back. Everybody.
And we are going to be talking about student businesses today. We're going to have a few guests on. First, we have Megan Benz and her Leatherworks. Thank you so much for coming on, Megan.
Yeah, of course.
Just to start, will you explain how you got into this business of leather making?
Yeah, so I kind of started this in high school, my junior year of high school. I was inspired to kind of start doing something for one of my friends to raise money for his family. And so I started making these leather keychains and was selling these and giving the proceeds to his family. So kind of sparked my passion, I guess, for the leather works.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Like, leather is such an interesting material. Did you know anyone who worked with leather before, or did you just see something and wanted to do it?
Yeah, actually, I mean, at first it was just me kind of like, oh, that's interesting. But then I learned that my great-grandfather actually worked with leather and made, like, saddles and different things. So I was like, wow, it's kind of in the family, I guess.
Have you ever made a saddle?
No, I just have not.
Not there yet?
Not there yet. Maybe one day.
That's like an art. Yeah. I had a teacher in high school who made saddles, and he was real deal about it and very serious about it. It was interesting.
So it started off with just keychains and raising money for your friend's family. But how did that turn into your own business?
Yeah, so it kind of didn't really turn into a business until I got to college, and I would just make some things and I would have people come over and be interested in it, and they'd be like, whoa, like, I would love to buy one of these from you. And it just kind of like moved from there, and I was like, this would be something I would want to do. So
yeah, you've like graduated into like books and stuff like that now too, haven't you?
Yeah, notebooks, and earrings.
And they all look very good, guys. If you should check out her social media. Very pretty, very aesthetic, looks great.
But like you said, it sounds like most of it was word of mouth. Like, it's not like you advertise yourself that much.
Yeah, I mean, I started with like an Instagram account, and it was really small. But like from Harding, it was mainly just like the community and my friends spreading word. So
What have been some challenges that you've had but just didn't really expect in the leather business?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I've always been kind of a very introverted person, which just, I mean, to have your own business, you kind of have to be a people person.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely my biggest struggle. But I think, too, just like the balancing of like college life on top of like working and orders and stuff. So
was it difficult to kind of teach yourself that skill?
The skill of
working with leather.
Yes and no. I mean, I just kind of like when I would run into an issue, I would just look something up. I mean, there's a lot of information.
Trial and error.
Trial and error for sure. Yeah.
What tools do you use? Is it like all by hand or do you use like a machine?
No, I mean, I have tools, but like when I do stitching, and that's all by hand.
Yeah.
So far, I mean, leather machines are kind of expensive. Yeah. So maybe one day.
Back in the day, I whip stitched a pillow when I was in seventh grade, but that's about the extent of my craftsmanship.
Okay. Fancy.
I got a 100 on it. It was in one of my Comet classes. I still have that pillow.
Very proud of it. Lip stitch.
Yeah. That's my one dad joke I allow myself. If I see a girl with like ripped jeans, I'm like, oh,
your
I'm so sorry.
One dad joke?
My one. It's my one. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, do you need me to lip stitch that for you? And they're like, I'll pull it out next time you wear a bit ripped jeans. Anyways, back to your leather. So this wasn't, you weren't expecting this to turn into a business at all. It just kind of happened. And now it's going and thriving. And where do you see yourself continuing this after college?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea where I see it going. I definitely will continue to do it, and it will always be a hobby or side thing that I do. But I mean, I'm a pre-med student, so not really a whole lot of business knowledge. But it'll definitely be something that's always going to be with me.
So what about like the business, like, brings you joy? What about it, do you just, you know, makes it worth it for you?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I continue to do it is because, like, the overall thing of it, it brings me joy. It all does. The creating the products brings me joy, and then getting to share it with other people and seeing it bring them joy, it's kind of priceless.
Mm. That's the best part, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on, Megan, and I hope you all go check out her stuff. And
real quick, where can we find you at?
Find
your stuff, especially for Christmas. Like, this is an important time.
Yeah, I have an Instagram, so I take, like, orders through that. It's @suitcase_studio, and then I have an Etsy account, which the link is also in the bio of that Instagram account.
That's such a cute name.
Well, go check both those out, and hopefully someday we'll see a saddle.
Maybe one day, yes.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. Hey, everybody. Okay, so here with us now, our next student who owns her own business, Melanie Pond. She has her own ceramics business, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about how you decided to get into that?
Well, I started taking the class 3 years ago, and then it just kind of skyrocketed from there.
Awesome. So you just enjoyed the process and everything like that?
There are two semesters you can take. It's a hand building and then a wheel throwing, and I took those, and I wanted to keep doing it, so then I did the independent study, and I've been doing it for 3 years now.
You're Harding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
With Paul Pitt.
So for people who have no idea what words you just said, can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Well, hand building is just literally just using your hands in the clay and just going at it, making cups. There are a bunch of different styles. There's pinch pots, there's coil pots. Coils are like little snakes. Everyone knows those. And then wheel throwing is when you're on a pottery wheel and it spins really fast, and you make that really cool stuff, like the scene in Ghost with Patrick Swayze. Like, that's wheel throwing.
Yeah. So you said that you took the class and then, like, you kept doing it. It just took off. When you were still taking the class, were, like, your friends like, oh, wow, this is so good, can we buy it? Or was it more like after you took the class and, like, kept doing it for fun, people started, when did they start, like, being interested in your stuff is what I'm asking?
Well, I wasn't very good at first. I mean, I was okay.
Everyone starts somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I have a thing with colors. Like, I just have been like an artist, I guess, for a long time, but I've always really just been more into the colors. So I was really good at glazing my stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't super great at making it yet, but I was really good at glazing. And everyone's like, oh, that's such a pretty color. And then after the two semesters, you can do what's called independent study, where you get to pick what you're making, and you just do it all semester.
Yeah.
And you get two grades, and that's just the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And then that's when I started getting good. I, like, figured out my styles, my textures, my color combos, and, like, I think I'm pretty good now. I'm definitely a lot better
you
than I was.
Yeah. You're very good, yes. I looked at your website, and you've got some very nice stuff.
Thank you.
So what have been some challenges with the pot industry and, like, I just have no idea how I would go about selling pots to people. Like, are they like functional pots? Are they just pretty pots? I just asked you like 5 questions. Choose from them.
Everything is functional
okay.
for the most part. I don't really make just abstract sculptural stuff. If I do, it's just for me. I don't typically sell that. Selling is kind of hard, particularly on a college campus. We're cheap and we're broke, let's be honest. And a lot of professional potters sell their just basic mugs for $65 and up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We need to get into pottery.
I don't have $65 to spend on a mug, and none of us do. So the hardest part is kind of figuring out how much lower you can go without, like, lowering the value, I guess, in yourself and, like, in your mind of your stuff. So that is very difficult selling, right, like, on a college campus. I also am not, like, a great marketer person.
Yeah,
totally. Like, I update Instagram. I'm doing a lot better now than I was. My website is not up to date. I just got business cards. And
hey,
that's
doing great.
That's very difficult. So a lot of my selling is, like, at, like, fairs or stuff.
Oh,
at Meats and Eats. I'm seling this coming weekend at Blue Jeans and Beethoven in Little Rock.
Wow.
So I think it's hard because I don't have a lot of internet traction or anything. It's just a lot of, like, word of mouth and commissions.
Yeah. I relate to you. I don't claim to be a businessman or any sort of thing. I do have a slight dabbling in in my illustrations and stuff like that, but selling like t-shirts and sweatshirts, which Hannah is
currently repping.
Yeah, she's currently repping them. But it's just difficult to set a price because, of course, you want to make money, but at the same time, you want people to buy it, and it's also your friends, and so you like kind of feel bad for like charging too much, and you're like, oh, what if they're like, oh, this is too expensive. And so like for a long time, I actually kind of lost money on on the stuff I was making. Hannah actually recently convinced me to raise my prices, like
a whole
$2.
I know.
So
stepping up.
I know, I'm really making bank now. But do you feel that too? Like, is it?
Yeah, it's really hard because you can go to Goodwill or Dirt Cheap and get a mug for $1.50.
Yeah.
And I'm even here asking to sell it for $25, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
Like, that's $40 under like my lowest price I should do.
Yeah.
You know, like, because artists, when you commission something, they charge by the hour and the materials. If I were to do that, I mean,
it's
easily 65 is like too low, you know. So it's very hard. And with sweatshirts, you can go to Goodwill and buy one for $1.
Exactly.
So it's a very tricky thing to do.
So you, as far as value goes, of course it's artistic, so that brings it value. But do you think that your mugs and pots and stuff, like, are they actually more durable and are they better to use than store-bought stuff?
I think it depends. Stuff that's store-bought is factory-made, so the glazes are, they're made to be put in the microwave, they're made to be dishwashed, that kind of stuff. My stuff can be, but it just, depending on the glaze, if it's a little finicky, it kind of wavers, I guess, a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like art. Of being a mug, which is the cool.
Yeah, I think to me it's better because you have something that someone spent this time on.
Yeah.
Like they stared at, like if it's a mug, they stared at this mug for, if it's me, 30 minutes trying to figure out what kind of handle I want to put on it. And then I did 20 sketches figuring out what kind of carving and what kind of glazing I wanted to do on it. So I think it's, personally, it's a thing I like.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of factory-made mugs as well.
More of a status symbol, you know? Like,
yeah.
This is a custom mug. So what do you have planned for the future? Does this go, like, pottery stuff go along with your major? Is it completely unrelated?
A little related, not really. I'm a special education major.
Okay.
But I do eventually want to teach art. So I plan on getting my master's in art education. In the future, I'd like to buy a kiln, but they're upward of 500 and up, so I gotta save up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just logistically, you have to have somewhere to like plug it in because you need a, can't just plug it into the wall.
Yeah.
You know, when do you graduate?
In May.
Okay, so you graduate soon. Okay, I was just wondering how long you had until
you didn't not have much left. I know. I'm very sad.
That's okay.
I'd like to do it in the future. I can't even wait on the wheel. Like, I can just do hand building for a while. That's fine. But I do need a kiln. So I'm trying. I would like to do it aside business teachers. We don't get paid a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be good to have an extra income coming in.
That's true.
So, all Melanie's friends out there, she wants a kiln for Christmas. So pull your money.
That.
Yeah.
If all the parting pitches in together, I think we can give me the one
we'll
I want.
That's
awesome.
That's so cool. I hope that the pottery stuff works out for you in the future. We're so grateful you came on. And go check her out. What's your handle on social media again?
At Pot of Melons. You can also see me in the pottery room all the time. I'm always there.
So is Instagram the best way to like order things from you and things
like
that?
Yeah, Instagram, text. Yeah.
So, you know, everybody, you've got parents, you got grandparents, they would love
a
mug.
They love this stuff. I'm doing Christmas trees right now.
Yes.
Everyone
go check
it
out. Get great gifts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so our next guest, Vanessa Kirkland, is coming from us all the way from Hugh. She's studying abroad right now, and she is actually operating her own marketing/consulting business, even while abroad. So she's going to be up with us next.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah. So I started a digital marketing consulting business that helps nonprofits and ministries tell their stories through social media. And it pretty much encompasses social media management, donor relations, web design, and marketing and creating quarterly marketing campaigns.
Wow. What have we been doing, Anna?
I'm just back here
doing a podcast.
Right? Yeah. How did you get into that, Vanessa?
Yeah. So this summer I entered with an organization based in Little Rock called Kingdom Missions Fund. And they pretty much give grants to ministries all over the world every year. And so my job was to contact each ministry that we helped fund and write stories about the projects and the people who were impacted by the grants. And so I was able to connect with over 20 different international ministries located in Uganda, Peru, France, Pakistan. And during this time, I began to see a trend that these nonprofit organizations had beautiful stories, but didn't have the time, resources, or knowledge on how to tell them because they were so involved in their mission. And so my internship is when I started getting these clients and nonprofits asking for my help with social media. And through that, I just decided to start my own consulting business. And so far, I have a couple of nonprofit clients. I was flown to Thailand in August for a nonprofit to collect their stories and kind of tell them on social media. So it's been a great journey.
Oh my goodness, you are like...
You're killing it. Deal. Wow. Yeah. I'm sure that comes with some challenges, though. Would you care to explain some of the challenges you've run into?
Yeah, so going into the business, I didn't know if I would get any nonprofits or ministries that would even be interested in hiring me. But over the last couple months, I've been able to help quite a few organizations. I would say that the biggest challenge is just being a full-time student, studying abroad, and then running, you know, multiple marketing campaigns kind of does feel like a full plate sometimes, but it's definitely...
Yeah, I think you're right in that assumption.
You're allowed to be a stressed out.
Yeah. But it's taught me a lot about time management, so it's been really good.
That's incredible.
So do you plan to keep doing this after college? Like, is this something you want to go into full time?
Yeah, I would say so. I think I like to view it more as my own ministry than business, although it is still a business. I just kind of hope to grow my skill set and become well-rounded enough to help any ministry or nonprofit grow in any of the business needs that they have, because I just know so many people who start these organizations are really passionate about that and very in the mission field and in their calling, and they kind of don't have the time for the behind the scenes business things that go on. So, yeah.
What's your major again?
Advertising.
Okay. So at least you're in the right.
I've been there.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah, everything you say just sounds so incredible. but also, it sounds like kind of stressful and like you said, a full plate. And a lot of people wouldn't want to jump into doing something like that. What would you say to somebody who's wanting to start their own business and do something like you're doing, but is just afraid to? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say to just start. This last summer, I got super into marketing. And so I just would sit down and use my free time to listen to YouTube videos and podcasts. And I try to get connected to people who were experts in the area of nonprofit marketing. So to people who are interested in starting their own business, I would just say to just immerse yourself in what you're passionate about. And I would also say to pray about it and to just tell God, because he knows the desires of our hearts. And I really believe that when we start walking in our calling, he just swings the doors right wide open. So not to be afraid of the unknown, just embrace the season of newness and learning, because that's what I'm doing right now. So,
Vanessa, you're a rock star.
So incredible.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
My mentor.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, if you need a consultant, Vanessa's your girl. She's got it all figured out.
And she, right now, especially, she's just having a cup of tea, enjoying the cafes, and killing it.
Pinkies up, man.
That's incredible. That's so awesome, Vanessa. Also, please be sure to tell the Knights and Dr. Shock hello for us. I miss them.
Yes, I will do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, for sure.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We have so many creative and talented people on campus, including our three guests today, Vanessa, Melanie, and Megan. Be sure to go check them out on social media and support them. If you have wanted to start your business and haven't, go out there, take a risk, put yourself out there. People will support you. reach out to us on social media, at HU Student Pubs on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, just let us know at hushockwave@gmail.com.
Also, be sure to check our social media. Soon we'll be posting a list of more great students who have started their own businesses that you can support. So thanks, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ooh, Shockwave Radio.